Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's be on our feet and worship to God.
Is a prayer. Spirit of God, breathe upon your word this moment. open our eyes of understanding, that we might see that which you want us to see, that we might we might hear what you want us to hear this evening. Let me not speak of my word, Lord, but of your own. And let your power bear seeds tonight. And let those seeds remain. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Please do have your beautiful seats. Praise God. Thank you for having me this evening. God bless you. Today we'll be talking about raising remnants. Remnants won't bow to Baal. Baal of immorality. Praise God. When I was preparing for this program, the Spirit of God told me there's a category of people here. You are giving up. You are giving up. You were once a remnant for God, but you are giving up. You will understand why by the end of this message, by the help of God. What do we mean by remnant? From my knowledge, remnants are people that are left out in a particular community that was being invaded by the enemy. Anytime you hear in the Bible that Sususo people came to invade the land of Israel, there are remnants. It is not everyone that was taken. And even if they were all taken, when they get to where they are going to, they remain. When I mean remain, they hold on to what they carry from there. Praise God. Remnant is a small minority of people. They are not much. They are few. Minority of people who remained faithful to God, no matter the situations, no matter the circumstances, no matter the whatever that is surrounding them, they remained faithful to God. I would like to tag them, remnants are the saved. They are the saved. Those that know what they want. Those that want to remain on what they know. Those that are never drifted. No matter what. Praise God. I'll be reading the book of Genesis chapter 39. If you are with your Bible, please open to the book of Genesis chapter 39 verse 9. I have as much authority in this house as he has. And he has not kept back anything from me except you. How dare could I do such an immoral thing and sin against God? Although she asked Joseph day after day, he would not go to bed with her. We have the story of Daniel in the book of Daniel.
Praise God. Book of Daniel, chapter 1, verse 8. Daniel made up his mind not to let himself become ritually unclean by eating the food and drinking the wine of the royal court. So he has Hasbinat to help him. And God made Hasbinat sympathetic to Daniel. Hasbinat, however, was afraid of the king. So he said to Daniel, "The king has decided what you are to eat and drink. And if you don't look as fit as the other young men, he will kill me." So Daniel went to the guard, whom Hasbinat has placed in charge of him and his three friends. "Test us for 10 days," he said. "Give us vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then compare us with the young men who ate the food of the royal court and base your decision on how we look." Like that, the story continued. These people, Joseph, Daniel, Joseph was sold out to an unknown place where he doesn't know anybody, no relative, no friend, where nobody knows him. But if you know the story of Joseph well, you will understand that the Bible made us clear, even in the land of Egypt, God was with him. Joseph carried what he believed. He carried what he knows. He stood on what he believes. And he went into that land. In that land, as though different from every other person. Likewise, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were all captives in the hands of the Babylonians, taken away from their land. But when they got where they were, they believed on what they knew. They held on to what they believed. And that was why even the king's meal could not shake them. Praise God. We have so many scriptural examples. We have Joseph. We have Esther. Esther is also a remnant, an orphan, under the care of her uncle. If you know the story of Esther, you will understand. Esther stood on every teaching Mordecai gave to her. She remained. She stood. And that was the reason why, in the face of trouble, Esther could declare 3 days fast and made up her mind, "If I perish, I perish." Praise God. We are somewhere. What about Noah? In the book of Genesis chapter 6 from verse 1 to 12. The Bible made it clear that the world was in sin. The earth was in sin. Filled with immorality, ungodliness. But out of thousands, Noah was the only man, Bible recorded, to be righteous. He's a remnant. And God used Noah to secure the animals we know today. Then his family. The Bible recorded that Noah was found righteous in the sight of God. Even in the world of brutality, even in the world of sin, even in the world of iniquity, even in the world of hostility, even in the world of wickedness, in the world of immorality, Noah was an exception. Praise God. Okay, what about Job?
I hear some people give excuses. The challenges is too much, so I cannot hold on. What about Job? The Bible recorded that he lost everything. The wife said to him, why don't you curse God and die? You are here. But Job remained. Even in the midst of people telling him, guy, what are you doing like this? You are half dead already. Just forget it. He stood. The question now is, where are we standing? Can God look into the church now? Now. And can point out somebody and say, this one is for me. These people I mentioned, God was so proud of them. He was so proud of them. Praise God. What about the story of Elijah? In the book of 1 Kings chapter 19 verse 14. If you read it down to 18. He said, God, I am the only prophet that has not bowed to Baal. And what did he tell him? He said, come, I will show you 7,000. Remnants, they are people of separate minds. You cannot be a remnant and you're not separated. Hey, what can differentiate you from any other person is separation. Separation is such that you can't do what everybody's doing. You cannot do what everybody's doing. Because everybody is doing it does not mean it is right. I want us to begin to ask ourselves, am I actually a remnant? We all know the world we are into now. Sin has been polished. Sin is no longer seen as sin. Some things have been coated. White is no longer called white. You can call it black and somebody will still be seeing it. This thing is white, oh. We are in the world of immorality. I was in church for rehearsal one day, and a girl came to church and her breast was showing. And I asked her, why are you in church? Look at your dress. She said, my mama see me like that, come off her husband. I said, really? You mean you're coming from your house like this? She said, yes. And I said, you might have to excuse us. If you can't cover it properly, then you go. People don't see sin as sin. Hypocrisy. The lifestyle of ungodliness. The activities of the flesh keep increasing day by day. And you call yourself a remnant for God. One way or the other, we have succumbed. Now it's no longer a sin to give bribes. Yeah, you know. It's no longer a sin to give bribes. Abi? Yes, now. In this world now, it's not a sin. Bribery is not a sin. Men of God, we come to church and say, praise the Lord, my son got admission. My son got job in oil company. But they will not tell you how they got the job. And many of you, you are so pushed to say, if this person can do it, he's not a sinner. God will understand. Take a reflection to these people I called. There are no atom of compromise, not even little. A remnant for God must be separated for God. No two ways about it. A remnant for God must be separated for God. There are no two ways about it. Some of us, our leg is in church and our leg is outside. Deceiving who? Deceiving yourself. Praise God. How do we remain for God? In a world like this. In a world whereby truth can never be told or cannot be seen. Rather, lies are preferred. In a world where immorality is the agenda of everything. In a world where if you are not doing it, you are not modernized. In a world where if you are not part of us, you are a cake. Praise God. How? How can we remain for God? How can we remain for God? Number one, perseverance. Perseverance. Let's go to the book of Revelation chapter 2. Revelation 2:25. But hold on to what you have until I come. He didn't make a mistake by saying that. Let's go further. From verse 25. The victor and the one who keeps my works to the end, I will give him victory over the nations. If you want to be a remnant for God, then be ready to carry perseverance around you. He knew that a time like this will come. And that's the reason why he said, if only you can hold on. If only you can persevere. We've not seen anything, though. We've not seen anything. During the lockdown, I was studying the book of Revelation. And I was wondering, why all these things happening and people are still praying, they are still happening. And the Spirit of God told me, he said, this is end time. There is nothing you can do about it. It's just that those of us that are in God, he will be our shield. He will give us a way of escape. But these things, they will happen. They must happen. I was talking to some people. I said, now, the devil is walking tooth and nail. Everybody needs money. Making everybody busy, 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 looking for one thing or the other. And at the process of it, if you are not careful, you are off. We need to persevere. That same revelation. Revelation chapter 3, verse 11. I am coming soon. Keep safe what you have, so that no one will rob you of your victory prize. You have to wait. You have to stand. You have to persevere. You have to endure. It is not because you gave your life to Christ, everything will work free and fair. It's not as if it cannot. But all of these things build your capacity as a Christian. Somebody said, Mama, but the suffering is too much. I asked her, I said, if Jesus died on a cross, what have you done for him? Sometimes we cry, yes. Sometimes we are moved by emotion. But when you remember God, you remember the price he paid for you. You, what are you ready to pay for him? What are you ready to give away for him? Hold on to what you have. But that is if you're actually carrying something. Hello? That is if you are carrying something. We are talking about the remnant. That is if you're a remnant. Our aim this evening is raising remnants. Praise God. Don't say you are the only one. Don't come to the point you say everybody is doing it. Why can't I do it? Don't come to that point. Don't think you are the only one doing 40 days fasting and prayer, yet prayers are not being answered. Don't come to the point where you are thinking maybe you are the only one really studying your scriptures daily, yet nothing is working. What about those prophets? They are prophets and God recognized them, yet they were hiding. Why? Because of the situation around. Is it that God didn't answer them? He recognized them. That's to say, all the prayers they were doing that period, he had them. And God told Elijah, he said, I still have 7,000 that has not bowed. So if you are here and you are thinking of compromising, you think you are the only one, it will shock you to know that there are people doing much work than you've never done for God, yet they can't even see food to eat. I met some set of missionaries last month. What they do is to move from one place to another. When they post them, they go. What they do is to train children. And sometimes you see the woman with one cloth, but doing the work with joy. The day I came to their house, the food they gave me, I was like, God. But I believe that was their last. Yet, if they post them now, they'll pack their things. They will go. These are remnants. While we were talking, it was 4 p.m. Alarm started ringing. He stopped what he was saying. He said, it is time to pray for children all over the world. I said, what? 4? He said, yes, this alarm, every 4 o'clock, we intercede for children all over the world. If you are driving, you are eating, anything you are doing, you stop, you intercede. Hey! I say, God, people are working for God. And he stopped. He said, please, can you join me? I joined you. Quickly. We prayed. And after the prayer, we went back to the discussion. Hey! I went home, I did not recover. People are working for God. People are working for God. Don't think you are the only one standing. Don't think you are the only one there. When God opens your eyes, you will see people doing even much than you think you are doing. I urge us to remain. Persist no matter what. Persist. That is only how you can be a remnant. In this world, you must persist. You must persist on what you know. And that was what Joseph did. The Bible said the woman kept coming day after day, day by day. Joseph pressed on. He pressed on to what he knows. Esther said, if I die, I die. If I perish, I perish. But the truth must be known. My people must be delivered. She stood, she interceded. How many of us have the time to even pray? I want to talk of interceding. The work of God is beginning to warn us out. It is the normal thing they are saying. Praise God. Secondly, charge your faith. Always by the scripture and by prayer. If you want to be a remnant for God, you must have a place of prayer. You must have a place for the study of the word. If a day passes me and I don't pray, I am sick. I will not be happy. It came to a point, my husband had to tell me, he said, see, if this is what will give you joy, oh yeah. Because I will keep complaining. I couldn't pray today. I did this. I did that. The thing will be disturbing me. Praise God. If you must remain as far as this earth is concerned, charge your faith always by scripture and by prayer. A Christian without the word or a prayer life is a loosed Christian. Is a loosed Christian with a loosed destiny. You know what that means when you are loose? The devil will toil with you anyhow. The devil will trample on you anyhow. Charge your faith always by the scripture. How many of you know the word of God that says, study to show thyself approved? Do you know why that word is like that? The day the Spirit of God opened my eyes to that word. When you study, when you think you study the word of God, watch it. Before that week passes, what you saw in the Bible will come for you. If I have a witness, let me see your hand. If you think you read the word, watch it. That week, what you saw in the scripture can come like a trial to you. And what will approve you is if really you studied. If you can overcome it, then you've studied. If you can withstand it, then you've studied. Now think about people that don't study. How will they know how to withstand it? Last 2 weeks, I woke up very early in the morning. I was worshiping. So many things were trying to distract me. And I was being careful not to be distracted. As a worker in church, I told myself, it is better I don't walk than I walk and in the process of walking, I die and go to hell. So I had to start cutting up some things. Then, in that week, I was worshiping very early hours of the morning. And I had the Spirit of God spoke to me expressly. He said to me, he said, when you go to church, you will be given an opportunity to lead worship. Don't take that offer. Why? I asked. He said, because if you do, it will look as if you lobbied for it. And I might not be there with you. I was wondering, how? I hold on to the wall. The next day, I went for rehearsals. And I was called upon that on Sunday, you would take worship. Immediately the word came. I remember what I had. And I told him, I said, sir, I'm sorry, I'm not ready. He said, why? I said, I'm not ready. I don't want it to be as if I lobbied for it. When it's time, you will give me when you know I'm fit. The guy was shocked. He looked at me. He said, I knew you will not accept this offer. I said, then why are you trying yourself? I would have fallen into that trap thinking it's an open door, right? Thinking it's a good offer. But below, it is not all open doors that are from God. Lot, when Abraham said, choose the land you want, Lot saw that land. It was filled with food, drink, so many things. It was greenish. He went for it. That same land was invaded. That same land was destroyed by God. And after then, Lot was messed up, and we never heard of Lot again. You need a place of prayer in a time like this. It is not all job you get that is from God. Some are from the devil to pull you out of God's purpose and assignment for you. You got a job, you don't have time for service. You don't have time to worship God, no time to study your word. The prayer, activities in church, zero, everything, no more. Hey, watch it. If you think you can succeed in that world, in that kind of job, in a world like this, you can't go far. Before you know it, you are nowhere. Charge your faith with the word of God. Situations around you can come up. But if you can remember that word, it has a way of calming every storm. It has a way of handling challenges. When you speak the word, the entrance of the word of God is what? It's life. 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 It brings forth life. But what happens when you don't know the word? When you are in the midst of challenge and you are wordless. In a situation, in a world like this, you are worthless. How do you survive? How will you scale through? Number three, I'm trying to be fast. Association. Association. The word of God speaking in the book of Amos chapter 3 verse 3. He said, can two walk together? I said, they are good. You want to remain for God? Watch your association. 1 Corinthians. Chapter 15, verse 33. Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good manner. Continue.
Become right-minded and stop sinning. Because some people are ignorant about God. I say, this is your shame. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 6:14. Do not try to walk together as equals with unbelievers, for it cannot be done. How can right and wrong be partners? How can light and darkness live together? How can Christ and devil agree? What does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? How can God's temple come to terms with pagan idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God himself has said, I will make my home with my people and live among them. I will be their God and they shall be my people. And so the Lord said, you must leave them and separate yourself from them. In this world, you must leave them. Remember, I said something from the beginning. If you want to be a remnant for God, you must be live a separate life. What did I say? A separate life. A separate life. Have nothing to do with what is unclean, and I will accept you. Only then can you be a remnant for God. Separation. Association. You cannot be going to church or you are keeping a friend, a very close friend. I used to give an illustration. I am standing up and somebody is down. For me to come down, it will be very easy. For that person to pull me down, he doesn't need energy. Just little force, I will come down. But me that I'm standing up, for me to carry this person up, I need to apply energy to pull this person to this place. That is how a Christian life is. In the world, they say if you cannot beat them, you join them. But in church, if you cannot beat them, do what? Separate from them. Leave them. Why? Because scripture said, take heed, you that you think you stand. Take heed, so you don't fall. Don't say, yes, I can speak in tongues. Yes, I know the word of God. When I read, I interpret. Hey, what the devil needs is just little. And what did the Bible say? He that breaks the edge, he the serpent will bite. Just little, little. So don't, never you say, I can change a person. You cannot. The word of God says that it is only God that has the power to draw man to himself. Nobody has the right, the power to draw anybody to himself. It is God who does that. All you can do is to plant. All you can do is to water. But it is God who makes it grow. Association, as far as this life is concerned, is very important. Some people will say, ah, are you in this mina? Yes, I do. I do. I did. It came to a point in my life, I told myself, my secret place with God is important to me. So that if I come out, even though it's one time in a year, just one, I stand on the stage like this, a minister, let God bear seed for himself, and I'm okay. Association. Have nothing to do with such. Somebody, let's open to Galatians 5:7.
Galatians 5:7. You were doing so well. Who made you stop obeying the truth? How did he persuade you? It was not done by God. Who called you? Did you understand that scripture? You were doing well, but all of a sudden you stopped. You go to church, you study the word, you pray. But all of a sudden you don't do all of those things. Why? How? Somebody did that. Think. Maybe there's somebody you're spending your time with. Maybe there's something you're spending your time with. We have kinds of association. It can be the people you sit and fellowship with. And at this point, I will say, watch who you give your ears to. Watch who you give your ears to. Association can be developed by the kind of books you read. I've seen somebody that was demonized as a result of reading a book. The book you read has a way of impacting you and deleting what you have. Association can be developed by what you watch on TV. Association can be developed by whom you follow on social media. Many of us, we follow all these addresses. But let me ask, what are you benefiting from them? How to show your breasts? How to marry and divorce? How to go to parties? Who do you follow matters a lot in this generation, in this world we are. If you want to remain for God, who you follow is very, very important. If you must be a remnant for God, who you follow is very crucial. Because everybody's moving in this direction does not mean that is where the light is. I am concluding already. God is looking for a man. God is looking for people, women, ladies, men, guys, that can remain for him. He's coming quickly. He's coming soon. Many of us, our love is waxing cold already. Many of us, we are no longer where we should be. We've left that place for long. So many things have distracted us. Many of us, we are zealous for God before, but we are nowhere to be found now because of our desire, our pursuit, what we want to have. Hello, when the Bible talks about flesh, self, it is all centered on me, me. Me, I. Have you ever asked yourself, what is God saying about this? Is he really wanting me here? I'm rounding up with the book of Revelation chapter 3 verse 11. Please, let's have it on the screen. Revelation 3:11. I am coming quickly. Hold on to what you have so that no one takes your crown. But the question is, are you carrying anything? Do you have a stand with God? Maybe you've given your life half to God and half you are still holding it. Just close your eyes and begin to meditate quietly. Begin to ask yourself, Lord, am I still waiting for you? Or I have missed it. Some of you, your friends are telling you are wasting your life every day, church. Ah, the way I am like this, my father told me, he said, just go and carry your bag and go and stay in church. He told me. Because of my hunger for God, I was pregnant, I was fasting. Hey, my husband said, this woman, be careful. I said, nothing will happen to them. To any of my children. And funny enough, I will fast. Only after fasting, I will now discover that I'm pregnant. 2 months gone. The first one like that, the second one like that. And while I'm pregnant, I will see pregnant women craving for food. I'll be asking myself, why am I not doing like this? And I'll still be fasting. Hey! Our love for God must be strong to remain. Our love for God must be 100% to be a remnant. Never shake. Never shake. The wise man builded his house on the rock. Where have you laid your own? Where are you waiting for Jesus to come? On the sand, on the rock, in this kind of era, wind will blow it off if you've laid it on just an ordinary sand. Come on, begin to talk to your spirit. Say, Father, where I am now, I'm going to pray for those people that can stand with God is already shaking. The Spirit of God told me that there are people like that here. Your faith is shaking already. You are thinking of doing one thing that you know. I have just one life to live, and it must glorify you. I am yours, Lord, and time, and for all eternity. I have just one life to live, and it must glorify you. I am yours, Lord, in time, and for all eternity. I have just one life to live, and it must glorify you. I am yours alone in time, and for all eternity. Lord, I want to know you more. Lord, I want to seek your face. Huh. Lord, I want to do your will. Lord, I want to live for you. I have just one life to live, and it must glorify you. I am yours, Lord, in time, and for all eternity. I have just one life to live, and it must glorify you. I am yours, Lord, in time, and for all eternity. I have just one life to live, and it must glorify you. I am yours, Lord, in time, and for all eternity. I want to live, Lord, in the world of your glory. Come on, if that is your prayer point, keep praying it. I want to live, Lord, in the place where you are. To stay away from the pleasures and cares of this life. To stay away, Lord, from the ways of the flesh. I want to live. Oh, just right where you are. I want to stay. Oh, Lord, your resting place. Lead me away from things that keeps me from you. Separate me from the things that are in me. Come and see. I want to live. I want to live. Hey. Oh, just right where you are. I want to say. And if you're here, you want to surrender your life again to Jesus.
Oh Lord, just right where
you are shaking.
You
were once there.
I want to
but
stay.
You are no longer there.
Oh Lord, in your resting place.
I just want you to boldly step out. Boldly come out and just surrender yourself to God. There are two categories of people here. People that are there and people that have never been there. Something is shaking your faith.
Oh Lord, take me into the place.
You want to say, Father,
where I, have
I was once
no
there, but I left. Please, I am coming back to you again. I know the Spirit of God cannot lie.
Take me to the place.
Don't be shy. Forget about who is sitting next to you. Just boldly come out. And give yourself to God again. Not because you are the worst sinner. But because in this era, you need God. You need God. You need God.
To be all for you, Lord.
To be less than you,
it's my
desire.
To be all for you, Lord.
To be all for you,
yeah.
It's all I want.
To be less for you, Lord.
To be less than
it's
you,
it's my desire.
It's my desire. How many of you want to waste your life for God?
On you.
There is profit.
There is profit in being wasted, Lord.
Ah.
On you. On you.
What a good way. See?
If you are sitting down, stand up. If you are sitting, be on your way.
Jesus. I'm led to ask everyone to ask God for forgiveness. Just bow down your heads. Seek mercy from God. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I want you to pray asking God, have mercy upon me and my family. It's a touching message God gave us this night. I do not know how you received this message. Some heard it and they can possibly leave it here. I'm led to, I saw other people, their hearts have been panicking. They want to come out. The devil is still withholding them out. You better come. You do not know your last day. Just come out. Come out. Give your life to Christ. It's very simple. It won't take you more than 5 minutes. Come out and give your life. You are there. You are contemplating. I will not go out. Everyone has a destination. I don't know where you are going from here. Until I reach my home. Until I reach my home, I will never, never stop my journey halfway. Until I reach my home. Where is your home? Where are you going? Some people felt, after the service, we are going home. Yes, but we have another home, eternal home. I will make room for you and I, Jesus. Come on, sing with me. Mother, You are all that matters.
Sing it again.
I'll make room for two. Marabo Santalaba. You and I, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
All that matters. Yeah. You are all that matters.
Once again.
I'll make room for two.
Hey!
You and I, Jesus.
You are all that matters. Once again, can you sing again?
I'll make room for two.
It's better you make
Jesus.
A room for two. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
I do not know what is going to happen next. But it's better you make that room, you and Jesus Christ. Because he is the only one that matters ever in your life. Do not go back and live again in sin. It's only him that matters. It's only him that matters for my life. I'll make room for two.
Today.
You and I, Jesus. You are all the matters. Hey. You are all the matters. Oh, I'll make room for two.
How about everybody sing?
You and I, Jesus.
The Lord asked me to tell you, I will come into your life. I will forgive your sins. I will accept you as my child. And I will settle your cases. Just get at your feet and do this prayer with me. Six of you kneeling down, get at your feet, please. Get at your feet. Can you join your hands? Join your hands. Say it after me, Lord Jesus. I thank you for this peculiar time. I am here before your presence. I come to accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. Accept me, O Lord. Change my name from the book of death. Put my name in the book of life. And I vow and promise that I will follow you ever my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I will pray for you, Father, in Jesus' name. I recommend them unto yourself, O God. You say there is joy in heaven over a particular soul that gave his life to you. Lord, hold them, and may they not go back to the world. May they not go back to Egypt. Help them, give them grace, and strengthen them. For in Jesus' name, we pray it. Please, someone take their names and encourage them. Thank you, sir.